I've got a real interesting thank you to share with all of you. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Just got an interesting email from a man named Michael in Georgia, and I wanted to read you this. This is concerning the new organic storable food, the survival food, the so-called Ranger Bucket that we announced. And I'm recording this on the day we announced it because we sold out every bucket we had available on the same day. And apparently people are really, really loving what we put together. And so Michael sent me an email or a review. He posted a review to our store. Quote, "I just ordered these, spent about an hour putting together a spreadsheet, just knowing that I could source these organic items myself at a much cheaper cost. Not after finding the best prices from four different sources and adjusting for the quantities, I failed to beat the sale price from the Health Ranger, not to mention I would have to vacuum pack the items myself and no extras to boot." He's talking about he wouldn't get all the extra bonuses that we include. "So save yourself the time and effort and just get these." That's his comment. So thank you, Michael, for your comment. That really means a lot to me, and I very much appreciate it. We worked extremely hard on these survival buckets to bring our readers and our customers an extraordinary value in organic, long-term storable foods and superfood. And I am a bit shocked that we sold out the entire inventory in essentially half a day. Apparently, we underestimated the demand for this kind of product. We saw a lot of other comments where people said, thank you, thank you, thank you for putting this together. A lot of people they've been reading the ingredients on the other storable survival foods. You know, there's a lot of food pails and food buckets and survival food. And almost every one of them out there is loaded with GMOs. They use a lot of maltodextrin from corn. They use a lot of MSG, yeast extract, autolyzed yeast, textured vegetable protein, which is just GMO soy. Virtually everything in the survival food space is total nutritional garbage. And I'm actually going to be looking more closely and reviewing individual brands. In the future, I'm going to go to Walmart and buy some popular camping foods and just expose the total garbage on their labels. Because I'm tired of people buying food. They think it's survival food and it's full of poisons that kill you. It's sort of an obvious logical contradiction, right? If you're buying survival food, the food should keep you alive and not cause cancer and diabetes and heart disease and all these other things. But if you go out there and you look at most of the survival food, even some food that's sold as clean and sold as natural, it's loaded with GMOs and loaded with toxic chemicals and pesticides and who knows, heavy metals maybe in some cases. But the ingredients are just awful. You know, corn starch, high fructose corn syrup is in a lot of those foods. Maltodextrin, very, very common. I've mentioned that. You know, you'll find thickeners like carrageenan in a lot of those foods, artificial colors, artificial flavors, and MSG in everything. It's just everywhere. Yeast extract, hidden forms of MSG, torula yeast, which is another form. So we decided, when I say we, I mean myself and my team at the Natural News Store, we decided, you know, most of the stuff out there we wouldn't buy for ourselves. I'm not going to buy MSG and GMOs in a survival food product. So we wanted to create a product that we would want to buy. And that's a tough thing because I'm very, very strict about food science and about clean food. I'm incredibly strict, perhaps the strictest person in the entire industry of survival food. You know, I've got my own lab, as you're probably well aware, and I test things in the lab. And we can test for pesticides and herbicides and heavy metals on a number of different instruments. And I'm kind of fanatical about clean food in a sense, because I test everything and I reject things that don't meet my stringent requirements. And so when we originally set out to say, hey, let's build a bucket, an organic, you know, certified organic, laboratory validated food bucket, survival food, my team said, you know, it's going to be almost impossible to get all this stuff at all the same time. A lot of it's seasonal. You know, how are we going to get the corn and the peas at the same time that we're getting the lentils and the black beans, and the same time we're getting the millet and the quinoa? You know, a lot of this stuff really is seasonal. You can only get it certain times of the year. And I just said, look, you know, let's just keep digging, keep trying, get us more samples. We'll test. We had to reject a lot of suppliers, but ultimately we found enough suppliers to make this happen. With the caveat being that sometimes we might actually swap out one ingredient for something different, seasonally, depending on the supply. That is the one inescapable, unavoidable caveat in all of this. We can't guarantee that every bucket is exactly the same, just again, because of supply. But so far we've done really well. And so we brought in enough ingredients to offer, I think it was 300 buckets earlier today. And 300 buckets is, I don't know how many thousands of pounds of food that is, but I tell you, the UPS guy is going to be very sore tomorrow after picking up at our warehouse. There's going to be like 300 plus boxes, each weighing, I don't know, 50 pounds each or something. So he's going to get a workout. I hope he brings a big truck. Yes. In any case, we sold all of those out, and I apologize for vastly underestimating the demand, but obviously we're working on the next wave. It's going to take several weeks, unfortunately. But it's obvious. Our customers told us, hey, we want you to keep making this because this is valuable to us. We want organic, clean, safe, storable survival food and preparedness food. That's obvious. So I'm just here to tell you, I'm hearing you loud and clear. We're going to continue on this mission with no compromises, no cutting corners. We are not going to cheapen any of the ingredients. We're not going to reduce any of our quality control, nothing. We are going to stick with the original vision and mission, which is to have the world's highest quality, most laboratory validated, certified organic, storable foods and superfoods for survival and preparedness. And as long as we have supply, we'll continue to throw in the Health Ranger or the Ranger Gear camp stove in every bucket or every set of buckets. So you'll get a camp stove with it, so you can boil water, you can cook the meals, you can boil the quinoa, you can make chili out of this, you can make hummus, you can make soups and stews, you can make hundreds of different recipes out of this kit, you know, these buckets. So we're going to keep doing that, and this will never be mainstream huge. This can't scale up. We can't supply, you know, half the country with this. We can never distribute this through a Walmart, for example. You know, thank God. Because there isn't enough supply of these premium organic clean ingredients on the planet to meet a mainstream distribution demand that you might get through somebody like Walmart or Sam's Club or a Costco or what have you. So you will never find this product at retail. It's impossible. It's economically impossible. There isn't enough of these ingredients in existence to do this at a large scale, which means this kind of product is forever a specialty, quality, selected type of product that only very few people in society will even know about, much less actually get their hands on. And I'm fine with that. I'm not trying to be the Walmart of storable food, because that's an insult to me. I'm not trying to be the McDonald's, you know, of survival and nutrition. No, because that's a contradiction. I don't want a product that's so cheap and so just full of such garbage that Walmart would carry it. It's just that's absolutely not who I am. I want something that is the cleanest in the world. I want something that I would feel safe and comfortable eating myself if it all hit the fan or the power grid goes down or the zombies break out, the zombie apocalypse hits. I don't want to be eating GMOs and MSG purchased at Walmart, right? And I say the zombies kind of comically, of course, but you know what I mean. I want a superfood that I want to offer a superfood that I would feel comfortable eating. And that means, by definition, it's going to be a very, very limited supply. And that's what we're known for, and that's why I encourage you to subscribe to my email newsletter, because we actually, we announced this to our email list, but we did not announce it on the website. And we sold out the entire inventory before we even had a chance to do a story about it. So now I'm not doing the story, because we don't have any more inventory. So if you get on our email list, you're actually going to hear about these things before anybody else hears about them. So you can just go to any article on naturalnews.com, scroll down to the bottom of the article, and you'll find a place to enter your email address, subscribe to the email list. It's free. And you're going to get breaking news headlines 5 days a week, plus some special offers on just premium, amazing superfoods and innovative products that we offer ourselves. Your email is protected. You can unsubscribe at any time, of course, and we don't do third-party. We don't rent it out, nothing like that. We protect your privacy. And we're gaining subscribers every single day, and we have been. We have a very large number of people who read our email newsletter and who value it. And this is one of the reasons why, you know. Today, 300 lucky people heard about this and bought it and got their hands on the most premium, clean, laboratory-validated, certified organic, survival, storable food on the planet. You know, just 300 people got that. Actually, it's fewer because some people came in and ordered 5 sets or 2 sets. Some people ordered from Japan. They're shipping this stuff over to Japan. Apparently, they're tired of eating Fukushima radiation food, and I don't blame them. Nevertheless, getting on the email list is the best way to be kept informed of this. So lastly, I do want to just thank you tremendously for your support, and I want you to know that whatever small profit there is in this kind of operation, which isn't much, because we really have priced this in a very aggressive manner to give you a tremendous value, as our reader Michael mentioned at the beginning here, you could not buy this any cheaper yourself. Impossible. Because we're buying in bulk. You know, we're buying a lot of these food ingredients literally by the ton. And then we're using a certified organic commercial kitchen that we have in Texas, and we're packing these in a commercial vacuum packing system with, FDA approved GMP. It's called good manufacturing practices compliance. We are GMP. We are certified organic. We don't use any GMO ingredients anywhere in our entire operation. So there's no GMOs cross-contaminating in a kitchen. We don't use any MSG anywhere in our entire operation ever. You know, things like that. So we are just unique in this industry, and I think that's why our customers just deeply, deeply appreciate what we're doing, and we appreciate that in return. We appreciate the support you're giving us. Frankly, it's you that allows us to keep doing this. And it's you that, when we do have a profit on something, we pour those profits largely into the laboratory. And the laboratory keeps growing. And we are going to be making some amazing announcements this year from the lab. I'm not even going to give you a hint about it yet, because I don't want to forewarn anybody out there about what's coming out. But it's mind-blowing. We're talking about breakthroughs in citizen science. I mean, we're talking about doing things in the food industry with science that have never been done by any government or any university or any corporation ever in the history of food. And that is only possible because of your support. It takes money to build a lab. It takes money to run the lab. Takes money to buy the consumables that we use in the laboratory, the nitric acid, the digestion vials. We even had to buy a cryogenic freezer for some pesticide extraction methodologies. And if you ever wondered how much a cryogenic freezer costs that will freeze samples to minus 86 Celsius, it's about $6,500. So, you know, boom, there you go, $6,500 on a freezer. Is that kind of thing. If you're going to do the science, it takes money, it takes funding. And yet, we refuse to take money from the government for all the obvious reasons. We don't want them pulling our strings. We refuse to take money from any university or any grant or any big, powerful corporation. We don't want, you know, we wouldn't want some Monsanto or DuPont or someone coming in and giving us a grant. No, because we don't want them pulling our strings. So we depend on you and your financial support. And because you value what we are producing, we are able to earn enough from your business to continue to expand this laboratory and do this extraordinary work for humanity. So everybody wins. That's what's beautiful about this. We explore and expand human knowledge on food, clean food, food contamination, safe food, and so on. You get incredibly high-value products that are ultra-clean, that are laboratory-validated with state-of-the-art equipment that's certified organic and so on. We get the ability to pursue our mission and also grow our business selling honest, ethical products that help save lives and help nourish people in times of great need. It gives me just a tremendous feeling knowing that in every natural disaster that happens in our future, or civil war or social unrest, there will be somebody in that scene, somebody in that city that is being kept alive and nourished by the Ranger buckets that we started selling. Whether there's a power grid blackout failure on the East Coast like there was a few years ago, or a hurricane in New Orleans, whether California has a horrible earthquake, or maybe the New Madrid fault line goes crazy through Missouri, or fracking goes haywire in Kansas or someplace like that, there are going to be people that survive on the Ranger buckets. And that makes me feel good as a human being, knowing that I contributed in some small way to help ease the suffering of people who are in dire circumstances. And yes, they deserve the credit for having the foresight to purchase the Ranger buckets, to invest that money in their own food insurance, or what you might call disaster-proofing themselves. Yes, they deserve the credit, but I'm happy to have worked in partnership with them by making this available. And again, something that's totally unique, something that doesn't exist anywhere else, that is the optimum nutrition for human survival and for human functioning. And that's really the last point here, and I'll wrap this up. But when you are in a crisis, and for those of you who have never been in a crisis, if you haven't been a soldier at war, if you haven't been in a third world nation, if you've never been threatened, stalked, or someone attempted to kill you, or if you've never been in combat or combat training or firearms training or what have you, if you've never been in a situation like that, there are some things you need to know about that have everything to do with the nutritional strategies that I've incorporated into the Ranger buckets. Number one, your stress goes through the roof. And when your body stresses out, you burn through adrenaline like crazy, and your body dumps minerals like crazy. It's like you're going on a supercharged, you're using the nutritional stores in your body very, very rapidly, and the stress is depleting nutrition. So if you are in a crisis, you are going to need extra nutrition versus just everyday functioning, by far. Secondly, when you're in a crisis, usually you're going to be injured or you're going to be physically depleted in some way where you need rapid recovery. Rapid recovery and healing, whether it's healing from broken bones, skin injuries, perhaps cuts or bruises or muscle tears or strains or sprains, all of these things require outstanding nutrition for rapid recovery. And so there are specific ingredients that I've chosen strategically in the Ranger bucket to maximize your body's self-healing process. Things like the omega-3s in the flaxseed, for example, or the complete proteins in the quinoa, for example. Things that help your blood circulate and help your blood remove toxins, which obviously you have to have water to do that as well, but you need nutrients and you need trace minerals to do that, which is why I include the Himalayan salt that has trace minerals. It's why the organic foods are specifically chosen from lots that test higher in trace minerals but lower in toxic heavy metals. I haven't even really explained this ever before. It's just kind of technical, but when I'm running food samples on the ICP-MS and I'm looking at the elemental composition of foods, I'm not just looking at lead and cadmium and arsenic and mercury, or copper, nickel, things like that. I'm also looking at nutritive elements, including, for example, zinc and magnesium, and other nutritive elements. And that is an essential part of these foods as well. They are high in nutrition, and they're extremely low in any kind of toxicity. You may find very, very trace levels, I mean extremely low, like low parts per billion or high parts per trillion, which is just infinitesimal for minerals. You know, you may find just a trace amount of cadmium in something, for example, but you're not going to find high levels in anything. Whereas, like, if I run cacao, I'm going to find, you know, up to 5,000 parts per billion cadmium, or maybe a 500 parts per billion lead, for example. So, with that said, it's very rewarding. I've probably gone on too long here. I apologize, but I just want to thank you, and I want to explain the philosophy of what we're doing and why we're doing it and why we appreciate your business. We will do our best to continue to bring you these solutions. And when you do hear that we have inventory again, I urge you to just get it right then, because we're probably going to be perpetually out of supply. It is ridiculously difficult to source sufficient quantities of the organic ingredients that go into this bucket. There are shortages across the entire organic industry because organics are now so popular. Everybody's trying to avoid GMOs. Everybody wants to eat healthy. And so the supply lines are thin on this. I mean, some companies like Nature's Path, they even buy their own farms. They literally buy their own farms so they can produce the wheat that they need for their cereals, because they just can't get it through the marketplace. So this is going to be an ongoing challenge. And hey, if any of you out there want to be organic farmers and sell us your products, certified organic, you know, maybe we can bring you some additional business, because we're constantly trying to find trusted, clean, organic suppliers for these ingredients, and it is a constant challenge. You can always rely on me to just be straight with you about everything. And that's why I'm explaining all of this. It's supply and demand. We can't magically synthesize this stuff out of thin air. You know, there might be huge supplies of genetically modified corn out there, but obviously we're not going to touch that. In fact, there are huge supplies because fewer people are buying it. So the supply is too high and the demand is too low, leading to a glut of GMO corn, which is why prices are tumbling, which is why farmers are going out of business growing GMOs. And it's why Monsanto is slashing its workforce and losing money every quarter. They just announced another earnings decline, I think 17% down. Seed sales are down. Herbicide sales are down. This is awesome. It means we're winning. It means organics is winning. It means we are having a positive impact on this world. And it's because of the help of people like you that we're able to accomplish that. So that's my explanation and my thank you. And again, thank you, Michael from Georgia, who sent that comment in telling us what a great value our Ranger bucket is. Yeah, we priced it to be an extraordinary value, and we're happy to do that. And we'll keep doing it as much as we can for as long as we can. And that's the way we roll. Thanks for listening. My name is Mike Adams. If you want to get one of these buckets for yourself, just go to the Natural News store, which is at store.naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening.